Good morning. At 11:02, it is 42 degrees in Flemington, and it is mostly cloudy. The forecast for today is to remain cloudy, a high of 49, not quite warm enough to walk out without a jacket like some of us did today. Tonight, rain mainly after 11 p.m., cloudy with a low around 40. Friday, a chance of showers before 1 p.m., and a high near 54, which is going to happen pretty early in the day. And then there will be west winds, 6 to 16 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 30, bringing the temperature down to around 20. For a chilly weekend, it will be sunny, high of 33, and high of 37 on Sunday.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The new breed were crazy with Rod, Keneal, and Casey. The Amazons were the brand new kids in town.
From the it's the time of year again, everyone. The Mets are not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs yet. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, I have the full list of our winter-spring concerts at HCL. You won't want to miss a one. New Jersey Makers Day is scheduled for Saturday, March 23rd at the North County and South County Branch Libraries. We have the list of activities, or a partial list at least. The Friends of HCL are gearing up for their 23rd annual used book sale. Jennifer says one advantage to growing old is you can hide your own Easter eggs. The HCL Winter Reading Club, story times for preschoolers, trivia, and much more in today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So, is it pitchers or catchers or something? Why are you playing baseball music?
Well, it's Tuesday. The report is coming Tuesday. Right, but because someone told Jennifer this morning that today was the 50th anniversary of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
So Jennifer did all this Brady Bunch stuff for the radio show, and then she said she better look it up to make sure today's really the day. And guess what?
But it's the year.
I know, but it's
not
till
the song going to play or something.
Yes, and I had trivia, and everything. I didn't know if you were a Brady Bunch fan or not.
I am, and I want the trivia, though it's not the 50th.
We'll do it in September.
No, I might not be around in September.
Where are you going to be?
I might be places. September's a long way away. Things change quickly.
All right, I'll find it during the break.
So good morning and welcome to the Library Show. What is the prognostication of the Amazons this year?
Well, there isn't one yet.
Did they get any players in the offseason? You don't know. No. Get your mom to call in. She'll tell me.
I'll let you know for next week. I'm telling you, this is like a last minute.
Your mom skipped something to go to a baseball game. What did she skip again?
The World's Fair.
The World's Fair.
Twice.
I don't know if that was a wise decision. I mean, she could have done the World's Fair, then seen any one of the other 150 Mets games. Right?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't believe she was presented with the either or.
She wasn't. Yeah. She was given money to go out to the World's Fair and the Polo Grounds.
Where did your mom grow up?
Basking Ridge.
Basking Ridge?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. I mentioned that I do indeed have the full list of our winter-spring concerts. And if you go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, you can print it out yourself and stick it on your fridge. So I have them all on one flyer, so there's no confusion, Jennifer. So I have 9 concerts at the Hunterdon County Library between February and June. And here's what we got. Starting Wednesday, February 13th, next Wednesday, we welcome Lee Glantz. He's a vocalist and a piano player, and he'll be taking you on a... Oh, gosh, I have a typo. Why didn't anybody tell me this?
I haven't read the flyer yet. I found one on the South County Storytime
flyer. Lee Glantz will take you on a musical Junie across America, Jennifer. I enjoy those long Junies, don't you?
Yeah.
So this is a new performer for us, and I'm looking forward to that. Not a new performer for us, a very popular band, but they haven't played for us in a couple years. On Wednesday, February 27th, we welcome Echo del Sur. It's the music of South America and the Andes. They're a very talented group. All the concerts, by the way, are at 7 p.m. They're all free and open to the public. You can sign up. We ask that you request reserve seats since these shows do fill up. You can do so by going to hclibrary.us and clicking on the events calendar. It's very easy now. Just find the program you want, click on the date, and then just sign up you and your group, and you're all set. I also want to tell you that all these concerts, funding has been made possible from funds from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts and the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. So we thank them for that. Moving on, we go into March. Wednesday, March 13th at 7 p.m., we welcome classical pianist Paul Bisaccia. We've had him before. He's one of the great concert pianists. He's from New York. He brings a little movie screen that he puts inside the lid of the piano so you can watch his fingers play. That's how good he is, Jennifer, that you're going to want to see how his fingers move playing these complicated classical pieces. Wednesday, March 27th, all the way from Scotland on his U.S. tour, we welcome Scottish folk singer Jim Malcolm. He comes and tours the USA every other year or so and always adds the Hunterdon County Library to his list of venues. And then an old friend comes on Wednesday, April 10th at 7 p.m. It's Variety at the Library. We've been doing this for maybe 14 or 15 years with our old friend Jack McDade. Jack and AJ and what's the name of the husband and wife again?
Rick and Melissa.
The Charwins. Rick and Melissa Charwin. So it's a variety show. Jack tells jokes. He sings a lot of Sinatra-style songs. Melissa and
Rick.
Rick. Sing and play the piano, and AJ is a torchlight type singer, I believe is the best description for AJ. She only goes by AJ.
One of them.
Kind of like Cher, I guess. And then Wednesday, April 24th, this gentleman has been performing us for at least 20 years as well, and he lives in Tennessee, Jennifer. We grab him from all over. They're not just Hunterdon County people. He used to live in Hunterdon County. Now he lives in Tennessee. He's performed at the Grand Ole Opry many times. Bluegrass fiddler Travis Wetzel, if you've never heard him, one of the finest bluegrass fiddlers in the country. And I'm not exaggerating, Jennifer. We are nothing but the best for our patrons at the Hunterdon County Library. Once again, that's Wednesday, April 24th. Then we move on to May, another new group for us. Got a little bluegrass with Moss Henry and the Bryophytes on Wednesday, May 8th at 7 p.m. What's a bryophyte?
I don't know. If we looked it up last time, we had them.
We did? Didn't find out what a bryophyte is. And then another very popular band with our patrons on Wednesday, May 22nd, Borderline. It's a country band starring Terry and Bob Suter. And what's the other guitarist's name?
Bob Harris.
And Bob Harris. Very popular group. Very audiences love them. That's Borderline. And then we wrap it all up on Wednesday, June 12th. We wrap it up for the winter, spring, and then we get into our summer concerts. But that's a story for another day, Jennifer. A new band for us. Very excited to have the Belltones visit us on Wednesday, June 12th at 7 p.m. The Belltones are a 3-woman singing group. They do a lot of costume changes and a lot of different styles of music, think the Andrew Sisters. Think of all the girl groups of the 1950s.
And you might have seen them.
You'll think of the Bell Tones.
And you might have seen them at the Flemington Fair.
Have they performed at the Flemington Fair?
Yes.
I thought that was the other group.
They did too.
I thought that was the Manhattan Dolls.
They did many years ago. The Bell Tones were there at least 2 years ago.
You're sure about that?
I was there.
You were there?
I saw them.
And how were they?
They were marvelous.
Okay. So this is, once again, we request you to reserve seats, and you can do so through our events calendar at hclibrary.us. All the programs are free and open to the public. We're happy to bring them to you. Because the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer, prides itself on being a community center, providing culture and knowledge. What else do we provide?
Entertainment, solace. And bryophytes.
Solace. Why do you mean solace?
Because you can come and just be comforted.
Isn't solace like if you're grieving?
Yes. Bryophytes are small, non-vascular plants such as mosses, liverworts, and hornworts. They play a vital role in regulating ecosystems because they provide an important buffer system for other plants which they live alongside and benefit from the water and nutrients the bryophytes.
All right, I've lost interest in bryophytes.
Collect. You asked.
I wanted wanted the abridged version of what bryophytes are.
That was the abridged version. Before we go to our first commercial break, I do want to announce that in 2 weeks, Jim Thatch will not be here on the 20th.
See, things happen. You want to wait for September for the Brady Bunch trivia. I'm gone. Am I coming back ever?
Yes, you'll be back the following week. But in Jim's absence, I'm going to do a two-hour show with the library marketing team from HarperCollins. We're going to do a special book buzz.
You won't want to miss that. They preview all the upcoming books that are coming out, and they do a great job, and they really get you excited about reading these books.
They do. They really do. So we'll go to our first commercial break and be right back with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. My name is Moss Henry, and I'm sitting across the desk from the Bryophytes. No, I'm Jim Thatch. Jennifer Winberry.
I could live with being Moss.
Is sitting across
the desk. Oh, wait, Moss from... Henry, get it?
Yes, I do get it, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm a little slow.
So time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the current day. Today's February 7th, 2019. Let's hear about some events that happened on February 7th in years past. I'll also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on February 7th and see if Jennifer knows who they are, or you at home if you know who they are. Just by hearing their name, I only have two events, Jennifer.
Boy.
Let's go back to February 7th, 1940. A date that will live in infamy. I'm just kidding. That was December 7th, 1941. That wasn't far off. The second full-length animated Walt Disney film premieres, Jennifer. What was it? First one, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, huge success. Runaway success. Walt Disney followed it up with what movie?
Fantasia.
Incorrect.
Sleeping Beauty. Cinderella.
Incorrect. And this one is a gem. The animation now between Snow White and this movie was light years ahead. Walt Disney was so ahead in the animation field.
What is it?
You got to watch the first 10 minutes of this movie and remember that it was made in 1940, and you will be floored.
Would you like to give me a hint? Or you?
I'll give you a hint. There's a character named Cleo in it. A character named Figaro.
The Aristocrats?
No. Figaro is a cat, though.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is correct, Jennifer. Story of a little wooden boy who wanted to become a real boy. First 10 minutes of that movie, the animation is mind-boggling for the year 1940. So if you want something interesting to do, go to the library, borrow Pinocchio. Watch the whole movie, but just marvel at the animation of the first 10 minutes. Moving on, Jennifer. 2013. This is sad. I'm just going to tell you what it is. The U.S. state of Mississippi in 2013, on February 7th, finally officially certifies the 13th Amendment.
Maybe they just didn't get around to it.
The 13th Amendment, of course, abolishes slavery in the United States. 2013. That's all I'm going to say about that, Jennifer. People that were born on February 7th in 1812, one Charles Dickens.
He is a British author. He's also uses the pen name Boz, Great Expectations, Little Dorrit.
Really? You didn't say A Christmas Carol first?
You always yell at me when I say the obvious.
Why?
Dombey and Son.
The man who invented Christmas, Jennifer, Charles Dickens.
I took an entire class of Charles Dickens.
You're going to love 1867. You probably already know this, but Laura Ingalls Wilder was born on this date in 1867.
No, she was born.
And by the way, I only want like a 15-second answer.
She grew up to be the most famous pioneer. She wrote this.
The most famous pioneer?
Well, family.
I think Daniel Boone might have a little.
The little girl, the woman.
Okay.
I know, because, well, no, famous, but she's most written about, certainly.
Gotcha.
She wrote the series of books. There was a TV series loosely based on the series of books.
Was the real Laura Ingalls Wilder called Half Pint?
In the book, she is, yes.
I know in the book, but in real
life? I don't know in real life. In the book, she is.
Oh, okay.
It would seem she was.
Okay, let's move on before we spend the rest of the show talking about Little House on the Prairie.
What else would you like to know?
19.
That was the first time Jay ever stood up for me against you, was Little House on the Prairie. You said the top wasn't up at the beginning of the show, and it was.
The what was enough?
The top, the canvas top of the.
What do you mean it was enough?
And the wagon, you said it wasn't up. You said it was an open, it wasn't covered. And Jay sent us the thing. That was the first time Jay ever stood up for me.
The first time? Probably the last time. We don't see Jay anymore. I don't know if there's any link to... Okay. 1962, Jennifer, Garth Brooks was born.
He's a country singer.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be half of Brooks and Dunn, maybe?
No.
No.
Probably the most popular country singer of all time. Just need one song.
I don't know.
One that...
Give me a hint. I'm sure I know one.
Friends?
Nope.
In Low Places.
Oh. And the Whiskey Chasers.
Yes.
Away.
Yeah. See, you did know it.
I know them. I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, died on this date, Jennifer. 2001, Dale Evans.
She was Roy Rogers' wife. I used to know her horse's name.
What was the name of her horse?
I used to know it. I don't know it anymore.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess it was Buttermilk?
Buttercup.
Buttercup? Buttercup. We'll have to look that up. Okay, finally, Jennifer, a very influential person in my life, even though I never met him, died in 2015, the great Dean Smith.
You were right, Buttermilk. Dean Smith. I don't know.
Dean Smith was the longtime coach of the University of North Carolina Tar Heels.
And why did he have a great...
Because he was a great teaching coach. I learned a lot about basketball from him. He wasn't, his players all revered him. He was very innovative, all about playing the team player. He made his players, and it's still done today. So if someone made a good pass to a player and the player scored, that player had to acknowledge him immediately on the court by pointing at him. And it's still done today. And that was the first time anybody ever did that. And he was a great civil rights leader. He had the first African-American coaches and players, and a very active in civil rights. Just a great man, Dean Smith. And the joke, of course, was always... Michael Jordan played for Dean Smith at North Carolina before he became the best basketball player of all time, mainly because of Dean Smith teaching him what Michael Jordan knows. And the big joke was always, who was the only person ever to hold Michael Jordan under 20 points? And the answer is Dean Smith, because he wouldn't let him. He wanted the team concept, Jennifer, not the individual. The team above the individual, Jennifer. The great Dean Smith. Rest in peace.
And I have a current obituary, library related. Rosamund Pilcher. It was announced today in in England. So it was probably yesterday. She died at the age of 94.
Who?
Rosamund Pilcher.
Rosamund?
Rosamund, yes.
Rosamund? Is that a man or a woman?
It's a woman. She's most famous for writing The Shell Seekers.
The Shell Seekers? I've never heard of it.
The Shell Seekers, really? We have it in our library.
Is that a kid's book?
No, it was an adult book. And there was a TV a miniseries.
The Shell Seekers. What's it about in 10 words or less?
I can't do it in 10 words or less.
15 words?
No. It's a saga.
That's two words.
That's two words. There you go.
A saga. What kind of shell are we talking about? Shotgun shells?
No.
Seashells?
Seashells.
All right, Jennifer. Is this something I would enjoy?
No.
Okay. New Jersey Makers Day. Our boss and director, James Keebler, was instrumental in getting this off the ground several years ago. And now every March, it's New Jersey Makers Day. And we celebrate at the North County Branch and South County Branch Library. This year, New Jersey's Maker Day is Saturday, March 23rd. So Makers Day, if you don't know, is a day where we invite a lot of crafters and hobbyists, etc., to come to the library and demonstrate their crafts and hobbies. And then you can watch them or you can participate as well and learn and maybe pick up a new craft or hobby yourself. So at the North County Branch, Jennifer, this is a partial list of what will be demonstrated or what you can participate in. Sewing, beading, slime making, weaving, 3D printing, origami, coding, crafting, catapults, drones, battle bots, those are always very popular, and other cool stuff that you don't want to miss. And at the South County Branch Library, Jennifer, the confirmed exhibitors right now are the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum. They'll be having various exhibits, including their popular rope machine. Stephanie Bagley is demonstrating arm knitting. What is arm knitting?
It's exactly what it sounds like. You use your fingers and your arms to do bulky knitting as knitting needles.
I don't get it still. Delaware Valley Bead Society, various beading techniques and crafts. The South County Origami Fans will be demonstrating origami. Rojo's Roastery will be doing a coffee roasting demonstration. And then Sachia Confections will do a chocolate demonstration. Other ongoing activities include toddler crafts, bee shooters. What's a bee shooter, Jennifer?
I don't know.
Spy decoders?
Maybe it's like an old-fashioned pea shooter, but
Do they shoot bees at live bees at you?
I don't know.
Binary code necklace and bookmark, so you can make your own necklace and bookmark that lights up, if I'm not mistaken. Duct tape pouches, circuit bugs, Lego challenges, and a disassembly station where you'll take apart a printer. I mean, they'll have a take-home activity as well, a really obnoxious noisemaker. I'm sure the parents are going to be thrilled about that.
I don't think we advertise that as obnoxious.
So once again, New Jersey's Maker's Day. Check our website for more information, www.hclibrary.us, at the South County and North County branch of the libraries. We've been doing this for several years, and this is if you have a family and kids or just you and your spouse, you're not going to want to miss it. I guarantee you will learn something that day. And there's a lot of days. Well, I guess people learn something most days, don't they, Jennifer? Have you learned anything today?
Oh, yeah.
What?
beside
the today in history ones that you didn't get or something.
Like that Blue Buddha addition to lemonade is very good at factory fuel.
Blue Buddha?
Yeah.
Blue Buddha?
It's an herbal.
Sounds illegal.
No, it's like an herbal infusion. If you add it to lemonade, it is quite delicious.
Okay, very good. The Friends of the Hunter New County Library 23rd Annual Used Book Sale is on the horizon. Always a sure sign of spring, Jennifer. This year, the dates are April 26th through 29th. I have some general book sale information. The 26th is the preview sale from 1 to 4:30 p.m. You need to fill out an application because it's only a very select amount of people get to go to the preview sale. You can get an application online on the Friends section of our webpage, hclibrary.us. Saturday, April 27th, there's an early bird admission from 8 to 10 a.m. for Friends of the Hunter County Library members. So if you're not a friend member, you can join one for a nominal fee, or you can pay $20 and get into the early bird admission. If you don't want to pay $20, then you just have to wait till 10 a.m., and then the sale is open to the public from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 28th is half-price day. All the books from the previous day are half price, Jennifer. I think that was self-explanatory. And that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Monday, April 29th is the bag sale. We give you a bag, or you don't give it to you. You pay us $5, then we give you the bag. And then you fill up that bag with as many books as you can fit, all for that $5. And that's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The location of the book sale is South County Park, which is the fairgrounds right along Route 179, between Ringo's and Lambertville. There's going to be two book drives at the fairgrounds. The two big book drives this year are Saturdays, April 13th and April 20th, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. So if you have a large amount of books you'd like to donate to the book sale, fill up your car and come down to the fairgrounds either on the 13th or the 20th of April, and we'll have volunteers there to unload your car for you. If you have smaller amounts of books that you'd like to donate, well, you can drop those off in the lobbies of any of the Hunterdon County libraries, and we'll make sure that they get to the sale for you. Now, if you're thinking about donating books, they only accept certain ones, certain kinds, and here's what they do accept. Hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Unfortunately, they cannot accept, so please do not donate, LPs and vinyl, cassette tapes of any kind, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer and business books, Reader Digest condensed books, advanced reader copies, textbooks, catalogs and magazines, torn, soiled, moldy, or mildewed, or badly worn items. If you would like to volunteer to help with the book sale, well, we would appreciate that, or even to join the Friends of the Hunter County Library. For more information about that, email the Friends at fohclfriends@gmail.com. The prices for the book, generally hardbacks and large trade paperbacks and children's hardback books, are $2. Of course, $1 on half price day. Mass market paperbacks and children's soft cover books are only 50 cents. Or 25 cents on a half price day. There will be specially priced items that will be found on the sale floor or in the special collections boutique. So some of the books that are more valuable will be a little more expensive, but still a bargain. All the books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. And that's pretty much it. For more information, you can call the reference desk at the Hunterdon County Library at 788, that's 908-788-1434. Or once again, you can email the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at fohclfriends@gmail.com. So this book sale is the Friends' major fundraiser for the year. They raise a lot of money to help the Hunterdon County Library provide services, programs, and community support, Jennifer.
This Saturday, it's Friday night into Saturday, the North County Branch Library is having one of my favorite events. It is a stuffed animal sleepover. Drop your stuffed animal.
You have a stuffed animal?
I have several.
Do you? What's your favorite one?
I can't.
Oh, you have the bookworm thing.
I can't pick a favorite one. Don't be ridiculous. That'd be
You have a lot of them, and you sleep in bed with them?
No.
Oh.
They sleep next to me.
What's your oldest one?
I have
something from your childhood?
Yes. I have a teddy bear from when I was a child.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's its name?
I can't say it.
Why?
Because it's not politically correct.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think I've had him since the first Christmas.
Really?
I'm not sure.
What kind of condition is he in?
He's a little bit worse for the wear. His music box doesn't play anymore.
What song did it play?
I don't think it was a song. You know, a recognizable one.
You don't
one.
Think it was a song?
Like a recognizable one. But I used to be able to put my hand in the back, like where the key was. And I used to cut my finger on the music box all the time.
Then you didn't stop ever? And the first time you did that, maybe warn young Jennifer not to do something
don't
like that?
Don't be ridiculous. So drop your stuffed animals off at the North County Branch Library and then pick them up in the morning and stay for some crafts and a story time. And we'll put some pictures up on Facebook.
Okay, the time is 11:33. Jim Gano will be in about 25 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business. He'll give you tips and hints on how to run your small business successfully. Jim is the proprietor of Crown Trophy. That's been a Flemington institution for I don't know how many years, Jennifer. Do you?
No, it's just one of those things that's always been there.
Did you find the Brady Bunch trivia?
I did.
Awesome.
Would you like...
So the Brady Bunch, if you do or don't know, Jennifer, so for the 50th anniversary, they have a show on the Home Network, one of the Home Fix It Up networks.
Oh, do they?
And they bought their house. That
oh,
was
funny.
The Brady Bunch. And they're redoing the inside to look just like the house from the TV
neat.
Show.
Neat.
Because the outside house was just a shot of a
right.
house in Los Angeles. And, of course, the inside scenes were in a studio. But now it's all going to be one place.
Oh, neat.
So that's there's going to be a big show, I guess, in September, when it is actually the 50th anniversary, where they reveal how they did the house. But the actual kids are helping doing the work on the house.
Interesting.
So it's a whole show, so you might want to watch that. It's on, like, whatever, the Home and Garden channel or whatever.
I'll have to look for that. Well, this one, I have two quizzes. The first one is from New York Newsday. And
okay.
Embarrassed or not, I got all the answers right. So there you go.
It's funny because that show was only on for maybe 5 years, Jennifer,
yes.
But it, for some reason it's indelible.
I know.
I don't know why. It wasn't like it was the writing was great or it just hit a nerve, I guess.
It's multiple choice, so if you want the multiple choice.
I'll try it without.
Let me
but
know.
Then if I need the assistance, Jennifer.
You got it. How did Desi Arnaz Jr. find out about Marcia?
Desi Arnaz, that's right. He was on. I'll need the multiple choice.
Alice knew his mother's housekeeper. Mike designed his mother's house. Greg jammed with Dino, Desi, and Billy. Carol belonged to the same woman's club as his mother.
I do not know.
Alice knew his mother's housekeeper. How did Marcia's nose get broken, jeopardizing her date with the football star?
She got hit with a football.
Peter threw a football at her.
Don't play ball in the house, Jennifer.
No, that was different. That was when Bobby broke the vase with the basketball. Peter broke the vase with
oh, really?
The basketball.
Oh, that's right. Jan was walking out the back door.
Right. Marcia was walking out the back.
Oh, my nose.
Yep. What job did Greg not have? Was he an office boy for Mike, a delivery boy for Sam, a local chairman of youth for Nixon, or a football team photographer?
It was the Nixon one.
Yes, he was not. What was Peter's nickname when he became a columnist for the school newspaper?
Scoop Brady.
Scoop Brady. What did the girls buy with 94 books of trading stamps?
Go ahead.
Sewing machine, color TV, Barbie doll, or mystery date game?
Sewing machine.
They were going to buy a sewing machine, but they couldn't agree on a model, so they bought a color TV for the entire family.
How nice of them.
Inca Chew. Jan is allergic to...
go ahead.
Alice's meatloaf, Carol's polyester house dress, Tiger's flea powder, or the shag carpeting?
It's the flea powder.
What weird hobby did Marcia's first steady have? Did he collect stamps, bugs?
Oh, Harvey Bug Klingman.
Harvey Bug, yes. What item was not found in Tiger's doghouse? Cindy's doll, Greg's mouse, or Marcia's bite plate?
What was the second one?
Greg's mouse.
Mouse?
Yeah.
It got to be that one.
And it was Marcia's bite plate, but I don't really
remember. What's a mouse? Like a computer mouse?
No, I'm sure it was a little stuffed toy.
Oh.
What present did Aunt Jenny...
Did Greg have a stuffed mouse?
I don't know. Give to Marcia... And you remember who played Aunt Jenny?
Vaguely, yes.
Imogen Coco?
Okay.
What present did she give Marcia? A shofar from Golda Meir? A sari from Indira Gandhi? A jewel from Queen Elizabeth, or a hat from Bella?
I think it was a sari.
Nope, it was a shofar.
Oh.
What didn't happen?
It is her heart.
On the Brady's trip to Hawaii, a heavy decoration fell down, barely missing Bobby. Alice hurt her back. Greg wiped out surfing, or a scorpion crawled on Peter, or Marcia's string bikini became unraveled.
It wasn't a scorpion. But I don't... it was a scorpion one.
No, Marcia's string bikini did not come unraveled.
Oh. There was five of those. But wasn't it a tarantula?
It probably.
It wasn't a scorpion.
Oh, all right. So you did mediocre.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Mediocre sometimes is the best you can do.
Yes.
Is there more, or is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
We'll save the rest for September. What you got for me?
You got more. Why don't we go to our last commercial break now?
Okay.
Just wing things here sometimes on the Library Show. We've got one more set of commercials for you. We'll come back. I have some trivia that I asked at Lone Eagle last night. And we have a few more library laundry items to take care of right after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
I reminded you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, and he has promised some trivia from last night.
I made one other promise, Jennifer, at the top of the show. I said I'd talk about story times.
Oh, talk about story times.
For kids at the Hunterdon County Library. So we have several story times throughout the year. We have the current schedule. We have it at three locations at the Hunterdon County Library, the North County Branch Library, and the South County Branch Library. At the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer, we have story times on Tuesdays for 3 to 5 year olds. They're usually in the mornings from 10:30 to 11:15, and they are on the upcoming Tuesdays through the middle of March. On Wednesdays, we have story times for 2 to 3 1/2 year olds. Jennifer, two sessions from 9:30 to 10, and 10:15 to 10:45. Of course, the 2 and 3 1/2 year olds need to be accompanied by an adult. But I think that goes without saying. Those are on the Wednesdays, starting next Wednesday through the middle of March. Also on Wednesdays, we have another 3 to 5 year old story time from 1:30 to 2:15 in the afternoon for the next 5 weeks. And then finally on Saturdays, another story hour for 3 to 5 year olds. So these are all preschool story times, Jennifer. 3 to 5 year olds at 10:30 a.m., and those are for the next 5 weeks. At the North County Branch, similar schedules, 2 to 3 1/2 year old story times are on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10, and Tuesdays from 10:30 to 11:15, the North County Branch has story times for 3 to 5 year olds. On Wednesdays, 2 to 5 year olds have story times in two sessions from 10 to 10:30 a.m., and then 11 to 11:30 a.m. And then on Thursdays, 3 to 5 year olds have story times from 2 to 2:45 in the afternoon for the next 5 weeks. And then Saturdays, 2 to 5 year olds again, accompanied by an adult, from 10 to 10:30 a.m. for the next 5 weeks. And then finally, at the South County Branch Library, they have one session for preschool story times for 2 to 5 year olds, and it's every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. for the next 5 weeks. So just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and then go to our youth services page, our kids page, and then the list of the story times is there. You can register to sign up, and in fact, they request you to do so. If you have a pencil and you want to write down this phone number to call up, you can. Right now it's 908-788-1432. I almost gave him my number, Jennifer. 1432. And you can sign your child up for one of these great story times. So the story times sometimes include crafts. Sometimes they include, you know, a lot of other things. Kathy Monty, I know, that does a lot of them, that does, really puts a lot of work into these story
they
times.
They all have, there's always finger plays or some movement activity, and there are always crafts.
Yes. So very popular. If you've never tried one, I suggest giving it a try. I'd be glad you did. Okay, Jennifer, here's time of the show. I'll ask you some trivia questions that I asked at Lone Eagle Brewery last night for your enjoyment and for the enjoyment of our listeners. Let's start with some general trivia questions. All right, Jennifer, you just told me you didn't watch the Super Bowl last week, so I don't think you're going to get this one right, but who sang the national anthem?
Nope.
At the Super Bowl? Gladys nope. Knight. And she looks really good, Jennifer.
Good.
Gladys Knight looks amazing. She's got to be older now.
You think?
traditionally, what type of creature would miners bring into tunnels to test for the presence of carbon monoxide?
A goldfinch. A bird.
Incorrect.
Really?
A canary. And a coal mine. Correct, Jennifer. What country borders Germany to the east? Actually, there's two.
Poland?
Poland is correct. The other one's to the Czech Republic. You're attending a wedding in a church, Jennifer, and while you're gazing at the happy couple, what side is the bride on?
The left.
The left is correct. Who was the leader of a group of pickpocketing children in the novel Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens? Literary question, Jennifer. Ding, ding, ding.
And it's his birthday. Sykes. Bill Sykes.
No, Bill Sykes is his assistant. Fagin.
Fagin.
Oh, my gosh. I stumped her on a literary, a classic literary question.
Tomorrow is Archie Fagin's birthday at ShopRite. So if you're in ShopRite today or tomorrow, wish Archie a happy birthday, 93rd birthday.
Who is currently the number one ranked team in men's college basketball?
UNC.
I wish. It's the Tennessee Volunteers. Seven different generals, Jennifer, commanded the Union's Army of the Potomac during the Civil War. Name two of them.
Lee.
No.
Grant.
Lee was the Army of Northern Virginia on the wrong side, Jennifer. U.S. Grant is one.
McClellan.
McClellan is two. McDowell, Burnside, Hooker, Meade, and Park were the other five. Not a Game of Thrones fan, right?
Nope.
Pass, El Paso. Between New Jersey Avenue, Jennifer, and Church Street in Flemington, there are four streets that connect Main Street to Broad Street. Name two of those streets.
Wait, between Church Street and
New Jersey Avenue.
New Jersey Avenue. Bloomfield?
Correct.
Maple Avenue?
Correct.
How many do I need?
Two.
That's it, two.
The other two were William and Pennsylvania. What's the very here's another literary question for you, Jennifer. Let's see if I got you 0 for 2. What's the very first thing the very hungry caterpillar eats in the book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar?
An apple.
Very good. By Eric Carle, by the way. The apple is correct, Jennifer. All right, this one was a little different. I asked people a joke. I told people a joke, and they had to tell me the punchline.
Okay.
How do you stop a bull from charging?
Take away his credit card.
Why shouldn't you write with a broken pencil?
I don't know.
Because it's pointless.
Oh, you know, I was thinking in half.
Some teams.
I was thinking in half, a broken pencil in half.
So, Jennifer, some teams that got incorrect answers actually got the points, so they came up with something funny. Why did the golfer bring two pairs of pants?
In case he got a hole in one.
Very good. Why did the picture go to jail?
Picture?
The picture.
He was framed.
Very good. What was the review for the new restaurant on the moon?
It was out of this world.
That's what a lot of people said. But it was great food, no atmosphere. What has four wheels and flies?
A garbage truck.
See, a lot of these you know from your childhood, right? What does corn say when you give it a compliment?
Corn?
Corn.
Aw, shucks.
Very good. Why did the stadium get hot after the game?
An indoor and outdoor stadium. I don't know.
All the fans left.
Oh.
What type of music do mummies listen to?
I don't know.
Rap music.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't the shrimp share its food?
Why wouldn't the shrimp share its food? I don't know.
Because it was shellfish.
Very good.
Okay, Jennifer, I got one you're going to kill after this one. But
okay.
Before that, I'm going to...
Don't build me up too much, Jim.
I'm going to describe a scene from a movie.
Okay.
During the scene of this movie, a popular song is playing.
Okay.
You've got to name the song.
Okay.
So Molly feels Sam's presence as she is molding clay at a potting wheel in the movie Ghost. Remember that scene?
Yeah. Nope.
Unchained Melody. Can you picture that?
Yeah, I can picture it.
Okay, how about Pulp Fiction? Me and Vincent enter a twist contest.
I don't remember.
It's by Chuck Berry. It's called You Never Can Tell.
No.
After taking drugs in Forrest Gump, Jennifer, Jenny contemplates jumping off a balcony, but changes her mind.
Nope.
What song is playing? Free Bird. How about the movie Top Gun? The love scene between Maverick and Charlotte.
Take My Breath Away.
Very good. Caddyshack. So what? So let's dance. Al Cervic wants to hear music while he's playing golf. Any Way You Want It by Journey. Remember they're on the fairway and he has a radio in his golf bag or something?
Yes.
Jerry Maguire, did you ever see that?
No.
Okay. Pass. The Big Chill?
No, but there's a really big song from it, but I don't know it.
Okay, then we'll pass. Risky Business?
Yes.
Joel Dances in
All
His Underwear.
Time rock and roll.
How about The Big Lebowski?
No.
Never saw The Big Lebowski? The Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you what movie was, what music was in that.
Okay. But the girl was driving along singing to a car radio right before she's kidnapped.
What was it?
American Girl by Tom Petty.
Mm.
And Phil Connors wakes up every morning to this song in Groundhog Day.
I don't know.
I Got You, Babe.
Oh.
You never saw Groundhog Day?
Not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing? That's a very good movie, Jennifer. What movie did I tell you to see last week? Lincoln. Did you see it yet?
No.
Okay. Moving on, Jennifer. Give my regards.
I'll
give
to Broadway.
Two characters from a Broadway play. You name the play.
Okay.
Judd Fry and Aunt Eller.
Oklahoma.
Donna Sheridan and Sam Carmichael.
Promises, Promises.
Mamma Mia. Rooster and Agatha Hannigan.
Annie.
Vince Fontaine and Sonny Lattieri.
Grease.
Sky Masterson and Nathan Detroit. Bob Crewe and Jip DiCarlo.
Bob Crewe and who?
Jip DiCarlo.
West Side Story?
Jersey Boys. Leo Bloom and Max Bialystock.
Producers.
Link Larkin and Corny Collins.
The Putnam County Spelling Bee? No.
I would never get that obscure. Hairspray. The Corny Collins Show, Jennifer, where they all dance?
No, and it's pretty funny because I just read a biography of Andrew Reynolds, and he was that's who he was in the, and he was.
And you didn't get it,
and
correct?
Yeah.
Marcellus Washburn in Winthrop, Peru.
Hamilton.
Wow. The Music Man.
Oh, wow.
Winthrop. Remember?
Yeah.
And I stumped you on more of these than I thought I would.
Yeah.
And finally, Amos Hart and Billy Flynn.
Carousel? No, Billy. Billy.
Wow, I'm impressed. Yeah. Chicago.
Oh.
Billy Flynn was the lawyer, Jim.
Yes.
Amos Hart was Roxy Hart's husband. Wow.
Wow.
I'm pretty impressed with myself.
I am, too.
One, two, three, four. I got you on five of these?
Yeah. Well, the newer ones, I wouldn't. Hairspray, I should.
Broadway's still there, Jennifer.
I heard. The last one I saw was The Producers.
There was. I never saw that.
That was very good.
Okay, Jennifer, it's almost time to go. What do you want to say to our adoring audience before
we have
go our separate ways
here? We have
here.
The federal tax forms in. Just go.
That's important.
Go to the top of the staircase. There's a booklet of forms and a booklet of instructions.
So you can pick up to do your taxes?
We do not have New Jersey State tax forms.
Do you do your own taxes, Jennifer?
Did them, done them.
You've done your taxes already?
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten my W-2 from work yet. How did you do yours?
Because it came last week.
It did? It
came last Friday.
My W-2.
Uh-huh. And then we got an email saying we could look it up online.
I think I got the email.
Came last Friday. Better check with HR. You didn't get
it. And you already did your taxes.
Did them.
How long does it take you to do your taxes?
I have nothing.
Do you get money back?
Not from the government this year. Not from the federal government this year.
But the state?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's something.
That's something.
Okay. I think we're about ready to go, Jennifer.
I think so, too. I think I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you go, you can stop in, call, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Tonight. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Decisions under difficult circumstances, and they're not going to get it right every time.
A new report estimates nearly half of all U.S. adults have some form of heart or blood vessel disease, a dubious medical milestone, mostly due to recent guideline changes when it comes to high blood pressure. Taking high blood pressure out of the mix, 9% of adults have some form of heart disease. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on 100
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home.
I see finger wave.
Good morning, Frank jumped the gun. At 11:03, it is 7 degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today. It's going to go up to a...
I couldn't hear you for a moment.
A sunny 15 degrees. Down to 4 degrees tonight.
Very Vermont-y out there.
Very Vermont-y out there, yes, indeed. Tomorrow there's a slight chance of snow after 1 p.m., but no accumulation. Saturday we're going to break freezing with a high of 36. And then Sunday it's going to go up to 43.
I heard 50 degrees.
Monday, 50 degrees.
50 degrees on Monday?
Yes, indeed.
So here's the problem, Jennifer. That's not good that the temperature...